sometimes when I record these things, it's really because I've already done something with my voice. I was singing my aunt happy birthday in Spanish, which is kind of tough because I don't speak very much Spanish, to those who know me. Yes, it was interesting, very interesting. As we move further into April, I mean, we're at 420, and about a year ago on 420, after work, I got in the car, drove to Concord, and went and saw Gojira and Massillon with Lorna Shore as their opener, and it was amazing. It was a 420 experience. So much so that I'm sitting in the stands and I'm enjoying myself and I've got my Liquid Death. I love the Liquid Death and some kettle corn. I think I had kettle corn. I should have got some barbecue though. I mean, toward the end of the night, it smelled like a fucking barbecue and it was fucking amazing. Now, no, I didn't smoke, but I did get a contact high. So that's why it was an interesting night. And I think of it fondly because I was like headbanging like crazy. And then the next day I had to go to work and my neck was just killing me. And I'm like, why is my fucking neck killing me? Oh, I remember now. Yeah. So it was an amazing show. It was a rocking show. Because, you know, usually I just work on 420 and it's like, oh, can't do that. Nope. But here I was in the Bay Area, the Yay Area, as we call it, and I was enjoying myself, and I was watching the people in front of me who had really long hair, and I'm just laughing hysterically, watching them headbang. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's about. That was some good stuff. Whomever it was, I said to the people in front of me and back of me, whatever that is, thank you. It was amazing. And then it's like, okay, now you got to go home like that. It's like, oh, geez, man. So I enjoyed myself and I just love the live music. I always have. But those two bands together, Gojira and Mastodon, I don't even know if I did a show about it, because usually that's what I would do. I would go to the show and then I would record afterwards, because I would do the show every fucking night. And then I stopped doing that because I thought, you know, I want to at least have other things to do. And then I started hitting the gym more, and then I started going hiking more without really having to worry about watching television, which I really got tired of, or recording a podcast daily. And so, yeah, you know, I really took to just being outside and being in nature and enjoying myself and going on all these crazy little adventures. I would go to the ocean almost every week. I would go to the lake almost every day because that's where I would go hike. I would go hike like 20 miles from me. And it really was good, not just for my physicality, but also for my mind, because I'd go and, you know, when we go to water, I mean, that's a really amazing thing. And today I was walking around waiting for a friend, and I don't go to church. Many of you know that because, you know, And there was this fountain, and I thought, oh, water. It was like something out of Gremlins, where, remember, he puts his finger to the water, and it's like Gremlins, and they multiply. Well, that's not going to happen with me. That would be funny, and then I would have procreated. Ha-ha. I probably would have made my father proud. So, yeah, because I think he always, despite me being gay, I think he always wanted me to procreate. You know, a lot of people have said to me that I'm a rarity. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the fact that you're the older brother and you're gay. And I'm like, okay, I've never heard that one before, but all right. You know, it's like that Morrissey, stop me if you've heard this one before. All right. So yeah, people have said that to me. And also, you know, just some obvious things. Yeah. But I'm looking at this fountain and immediately, you know, what popped in my head was Nine Inch Nails, Somewhat Damaged, where he says, drink the fountain of decay. And I thought, I'm right in front of a church, representation of decay right there. And it's man-made religion. And I'm also looking at a fountain in front of me. I could do some crazy things in front of that fountain, but there were people around. I thought, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I mean, I could have jumped into the fountain, but it's like, no, that's some Alanis Morissette fucking shit. Remember, she's like, if I jump in this fountain, will I be forgiven? All right, all right. I'm actually sober tonight. I have to be a good boy for the time being. So, yes, I do not get to enjoy myself on 420. But a year ago, last year, I most certainly fucking did. And I enjoyed myself. And it was amazing. And those who were privy to it, I mean, you know, I thank them for that. I mean, I think I was... Who was I messaging? I was messaging probably two people. Two people in particular. Two gentlemen, shall we say. One who's been my best friend since college. And then the other... He's a very interesting individual, we'll say that. So it was like, okay, and then, you know, when your brain is split, like, okay, you got to remember, okay, this one is straight and this one is gay, so watch your verbiage, watch your fucking verbiage. Oh, man. Yeah, it was a fun one. I really enjoyed it because, you know, that's what I would do is I would work hard. Even though they paid us monthly, and I fucking hated that. And I'd work hard, and then I would party hard. You know, I'd go to concerts, and I'd go on these crazy little adventures. And, you know, crazy little thing called love. And, it was a moment. It was a moment to behold and to be able to enjoy myself because, you know, I didn't have to do a lesson plan, and I didn't have to do all this other stuff. More power to those of you who do that, but it's like, no, that's not what I plan to do. And change is in the air career-wise. I will say that. I won't say, you know, this is a podcast, and I don't talk about my career on here, and I don't talk about other things on here. So you'll just take it for what it is. So, you know... It is what it is. That's all I'll say at this fucking moment is, yeah. Take it for what it fucking is. I had some offers on the table and I took those offers and I'm like, okay. But then there's another offer where, a friend and I had a chat and he was like, look, you really should pursue that. I was like, yeah. Well, there's this one major obstacle, though, and he's like, just tell them this, and I was like, okay, all right. So what I'm going to do is I already have something that I've already signed papers and everything, and what I'm going to do is do that and then at the same time study and then get ready and then take care of some things, and then I'm going to reapply for what I was planning to do last fall. And then if they say yes... Then I have to go through the physical, and then I have to go through more training, and then, you know, boom. Those who know me and were privy last year to what I was considering know what it is. So, yeah, because my friend said, look, if this is what you want to do, you don't have to do it locally. I'm like, yeah, that's true. So there's that. And just kind of getting ready for things and looking at life. In a whole different landscape and a whole different way. So yeah, it was it's been an interesting week. I really formally have stopped teaching. I taught probably a couple of days, and then I just, you know, I kind of took time for myself because I was like, I don't really want to do that anymore. So yeah. And then the next phase came a call, and it's like, all right, let's go. So I want to thank everybody along the way who has either supported me and talked to me and helped me. And because, you know, I have a scientific brain, and so I'm always asking those right questions, or the wrong or the right questions. I'm always asking questions and taking into consideration things and writing things down and sitting down with people and having these 4-hour conversations, like, okay, tell me about this. Why would we do this in this aspect? Okay. yeah, we could do it this way. We could talk about that. And yeah, because it's been a crazy couple of months. It's been a crazy couple of months. You know, not as crazy as how Clint Eastwood looks now at 93. That's fucking hard to believe that Clint Eastwood is 93 years old. He's going to be 94. And people were like, is that really him, or is that his clone, as my friend would say. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said, a lot to be done. I want to really give a shout out to Jason Elmy, who's got such an amazing podcast that I've been listening to and watching. And if I could look at it right now, let's see, it is called Movie Mass, where he does reviews of movies. He also does Shit Happen When You Party Naked. I haven't indulged on that in a long while, but we'll get together and we'll record. You know, Jason, I gotta give Jason credit, because over a year ago, when I was first setting off on this journey to get back in shape, marginally, he was the one who, in my macros and my macros and micros or whatever, and my carbohydrates and what I had to take, and I did attempt the ice bath and it scared the crap out of me. And then in May of 2023, I was given a clean bill of health by the doctor, like, okay, you're pre now, you're no longer this. I was like, oh, cool. And took care of that. And, you know, there's still a lot to be taken care of, because, you know, when you do it that fast, not everything catches up, shall we say. So, yeah, it was an interesting time, 2023. 2023 almost killed me, more ways than one. There was an instance, of course, the car wreck. And then there were some other things. So, you know, did turning 43 kill me? No, because that's just a number. That's just a number. We all, you know, it's like if you feel your age, okay, I don't know what to say right there. But if you don't, okay, it's all good. It's all good. Because, you know, we're now in a prefaces of something, and, you know, things are happening, and it's all good. And I'm so tired right now because I've just been all over the place all day, taking care of things, signing things. I really should work out. I haven't done that in a while. I've been able to just, like, maintain certain things. You know, projecting and just sleeping and eating. I don't eat very much. You know, I do get my protein in and take my vitamins and work on not just my physical aspects, but my mental aspects as well. So, yeah, just reminiscing about a year ago. A year ago, what can I say about a year ago? I got to take a deep breath for that. A year ago was pretty good. It was pretty good. And a year later, things are getting better. Things are getting better. There's things on here that I don't talk about, that only a few people know about, because it's pretty painful. So, but you know, I'm a tough motherfucker, and I've been through it before. So, yeah. It's been an interesting couple of months that I don't want to talk about, because, yeah. There are certain things I prefer to keep private for many reasons. Okay. So, you know, recording this show and recording this podcast has been interesting. At some point, I would have to stop doing the show. I don't know when that's going to happen. The only thing that would make me stop doing the show is if I really built it and got a studio. And then, you know, it's not going to be Joe Rogan, because there's only one Joe Rogan. I love how people they look at something and they think, oh, you know, it's like I have two other siblings. And so people assume that we're all the same. And it's like, no, we're not all the same. When people meet me and they know my siblings, they're like, oh my God, you're so different. Yeah, I'm really different. Or they'll meet them having known me. Oh my God, you are so different from him. Yeah, they're so different from him. Because, you know, no two people are alike in that aspect. So, yeah, it's been an interesting time, and here's to the future. Here's to the future. May it burn bright, and everyone is just going nuts over the tortured poets department. more so than Cowboy Carter. Ooh, I said it. Shots are fired. Good night.